感谢主，我们有机会来学习出埃及记。
Thank the grace of the Lord that we can all come here and study the book of Exodus.
出埃及记原文就是做出来的意思。
And the original meaning of the Exodus is walking out or call out.
本来旧约圣经用希伯来文写。
That the Old Testament was written in Hebrew,
然后来才把它翻译成希腊文。
And it was later translated into Greek.
希腊文在翻译的时候把它翻作出埃及记。
And when they translate to the Greek, it was translated to Exodus.
就是从埃及为奴之地啊走出来。
Which means that they exile out from the land of slavery.
当然这个出埃及记跟创世纪有直接关系。
Exodus is related to the book of Genesis.
因为创世纪的时候最后谈到以色列人进到埃及。
At the end of Genesis, it mentioned how the Israelites all moved to the land of Egypt.
你们学过创世纪的请举手。
If you have studied the book of Genesis before, please raise your hand.
提高一点。
Raise it high.
没有学过的举手。
If you have never learned the book of Genesis systematically, please raise your hand.
Okay. 因为出埃及记跟创世纪有关系哈。
Because Exodus is directly related to the Genesis.
所以在学出埃及记之前，我们先把创世纪重点复习一下。
In this case, before we go into the book of Exodus, we will do a quick summary for Genesis.
请问一下哈，你们学过创世纪？创世纪讲什么？用很简单的话告诉我，创世纪讲什么
？So since some of you have learned the book of Genesis systematically, now please briefly describe the content of Genesis.
Water.
Water. 不知道没有学过。
哦，没有学过。谁有学过
？So who have learned?
韩礼，学过吗？没有。怎么一问都没有学过
？I thought we have people raising their hand earlier.
我们在讲创世纪的时候说，创世纪虽然五十章那么长。
When we talk about the book of Genesis, although there are 50 chapters, it seems really long.
但是可以把它分两段。
But we can simply divide it into two parts.
一章到十一章是一段。
From chapter 1 to chapter 11 is the first session.
十二章到五十章是一段。
And then chapter 12 to chapter 50 is another part, another session.
一章到十一章讲四件事情。
From chapter 1 to chapter 11, they mentioned four major events.
神的创造。
The first one is the creation of God.
人的堕落。
Second is the downfall, the falling of man.
洪水毁灭世界。
And the third is the flood.
巴比达世界。
The fourth is Tower of Babel.
所以第一章到十一章就是四件事情。
And that's the four major events happened in the early time.
十二章以后啊，到五十章就讲四个人物。
And start from 12 to 50, he talked about four major characters.
亚伯拉罕。
Start from Abraham.
以撒。
Isaac.
雅各。
Jacob.
约瑟。
And Joseph.
所以到五十章最后一节，耶稣死掉。
So at the end of chapter 50, the end of Genesis is the death of Joseph.
是不是很简单
？Isn't that very simple?
创世纪那么多啊，就讲四件事情跟四个人。
So out of this lengthy 50 chapters, you only talk about four major events and four major characters.
所以人家如果问你创世纪讲什么哈，
so if someone asks,
我们就会可以回答了哈。
So if someone in the future asks you what's the content of Genesis, yeah, you should be able to answer, right?
因为人犯了罪以后啊，所以神为着人类预备救恩。
After man sinned against God, God had prepared a plan of salvation for human beings.
所以就从万民当中选一个人，这个叫亚伯拉罕。
So out of all nations, God chose Abraham.
神给亚伯拉罕有三个应许。
And God gave three promises to Abraham.
哪三个应许
？What are the three promises that God made to Abraham?
有没有人知道
？Anyone knows?
再来第二个。哦，
所以说 ，we got one，
哎，很多很多儿子
啊 ，many descendants，
啊，像海边的沙，像天上的星
，like the stars of the sky or the sand in the beach，
啊，所以让他成一个大国
，that he shall become a great nation，
啊，再来
，what else？
第二个应许，第二个应许
，what is the second promise？
谢礼。Yeah, 应许迦南地给他的祖孙做产业。
The second promise is the land of Canaan as the inheritance for his descendants.
第三个
，What's the third one?
第三个很重要啊！啊，应许大福给他，赐福气给他，跟他的祖孙。
He was promised with a great blessing for him and his descendants.
所有天下的人要因亚伯拉罕的祖孙来得福气。
And the promise is that all everyone, all nations shall be greatly blessed because of the descendants of Abraham.
所以这三个福气、三个应许很重要。
And these three promises are extremely important.
啊，其实啊，这是神要跟他立约啊，给他这三个应许。其实圣经一直下来就是在谈这个三个事情。
And these three covenant or the three promises that God made with him, the entire Bible were related or linked back to these three promises.
啊，神一直跟亚伯拉罕一直提醒，跟他的儿子、跟他的孙子一直讲，就是这三件事。
That God continuously revealed to Abraham and his descendants and repeat over and over about these three promises.
给你祖孙很多。
That you shall have great descendant among your descendants.
把迦南地给你的祖孙做产业。
The land of Canaan shall be given to you and your descendants as inheritance.
是给你大福气，让天下万民得福。
And also all nations shall be blessed because of your descendants.
我们参考圣经哈。我们看创世纪十二章
，Genesis chapter 12，
第一节到第三节。
Genesis chapter 12 verse 1 to verse 3。
好，离开你的本地本族户家。往我祖父你的地去嘛，哈。
In verse 1 says that you shall leave your country, your people, and your father's house, and go where I show you.
再来第二节说啊
，verse 2，
我要让你成为大国
，that I will make you into a great nation.
那祝福给你
，and I will bless you.
好，你要成为一个大大有名的人哦。
And I will make your name great.
啊，要叫别人得福气
，and you will be a blessing.
为你祝福的，我祝福给他。
Verse 3, I will bless those who bless you.
为你咒诅的，我咒诅他。
And whoever curses you, I will curse.
地上的万族都因你得福气。
And all people on earth will be blessed.
所以归纳起来就是三个应许。
So if we summarize, we can come up with three promises.
再看13章。
Chapter 13.
13章。14节。
Verse 14.
十三章十四节，罗德离开哈，亚伯拉罕就留在迦南地。
After Lot depart from Abraham, Abraham stayed in the land of Canaan.
啊，神又跟他讲说，你东西南北看哦，起来走，最坏地都要给你。
And once again, God revealed to him and said, "Lift up your eyes and look all around you. Anything that you walk will be given to you."
16章16节
，verse 16.
所以你的祖孙好像地上的沙那样多。
I will make your spring offsprings as the dust of the earth.
人如果能够算你的祖，算地上的沙土啊，才能够算你的祖孙。
So that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted.
啊，再看第十五章
，Chapter 15,
第一节就讲我要祝福给你。
Verse 1 says that I will bless you greatly.
那个时候亚伯拉罕没有孩子啊，说你是给我福气有什么用
？But at this time Abraham did not have any sons, so he said to God, "What's the use of all the blessings?"
啊，我的财产将来就给那个大马色人仆人呐、啊，一粒以色。
That all my estate, all my wealth will be given to Eliezer the Damascus.
但是神说、啊、他不会成为你的后裔，你本身生的才是你的后裔。
But the Lord said to Abraham that Eliezer will not become your heir, but only the one.
然后神就把他带到外面去啊，看天上的星星了。
So God took him out and looked at the stars in the sky.
说你算得过来吗
？That Would you be able to number the stars?
你将来的祖孙就像天上的星。
Your descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky.
所以亚伯拉罕的祖孙有两种，对不对？
So there are two types of descendants.
地上的沙。
As the dust on the earth.
天上的星。
And also the stars in the sky.
你要做天上的沙还是天上的星还是地上的沙？
And it's your choice whether to be the stars in the sky or the dust on the earth.
圣经说我们是天上的星。
The Bible describes us as the stars in the sky.
因为按应许做亚伯拉罕祖孙的。
Because we are his descendants according to the promise.
亚伯拉罕说，我怎么知道说我的祖孙会得到这一块地？
And Abraham asked God, how do I know that my descendants shall inherit this land?
神叫他说去献祭嘛。
Then the Lord asked him to make a sacrifice.
这是神跟他立约哦。
And then here God made a covenant with him.
好，他把那个祭物杀掉啊，放在两个桌子上。
Yeah, he killed the sacrifice and placed it on the table.
然后有火啊，从那个祭物的中间过去。
And fire came out in between the offerings.
契约啊。你订契约的时候啊，两方面都要签名嘛，对不对？
Now when you make a contract, it requires signatures from both parties.
这是神签名。
And this is God's signature.
亚伯拉罕什么时候签名？
When did Abraham sign the paper?
亚伯拉罕什么时候签名？
When did Abraham sign the contract?
17章。
In chapter 17.
慢一点啊，这里啊，我们看13节。
Let's read chapter 15, verse 13.
神对亚伯兰说，你要切实知道你的祖孙要聚集在别人的地，不是那个人，那地的人。那地的人要苦待他们400年哦。
But in this verse says that you shall certainly know that your descendants will be a stranger in a country not their own, and they will be enslaved and mistreated for 400 years.
然后神要惩罚那国的人。
Then I will punish the nation.
然后他们会带很多的财物出来。
And after that, the Israelites will come out with great possessions.
说到第四代，他们要到第四代，在那边住400年，然后离开。
So it says that they will stay there for 4 generations until 400 years, then they will leave the land.
亚伯拉罕还没有孩子的时候，神就跟他讲好了。
And this is an agreement between Abraham and God before he even.God's son.
他的祖孙将来要到别人的地，然后神再把他们带出来。
He talks about how his descendants will live as a foreigner in another land, and at the end, God will bring them.
然后把这个迦南地啊，就是给他们。
Then God will give them the land of Canaan.
后来亚伯拉罕住己啊，用住己的方法跟夏甲啊生了一个儿子叫以实玛利嘛。
But in chapter 16, Abraham used his own weight to have a son named Ishmael.
因为他等了十几年了，等不到孩子。
Because he waited more than 10 years, still did not have a son.
所以软弱了，失对神失掉信心。
So he lost his faith.
用自己的方法来成就神的旨意。
That he tried to use his own method to fulfill God's will.
所以为自己带来一些愁苦。
At the end, he brought a lot of sorrow and struggles for himself.
13年神不跟他见面，不跟他讲话。
And for 13 years, God did not show up to him or talk to him because God was angry.
神后来亚伯拉罕99岁的时候，神又向他显现。
Chapter 17, at age of 99, God revealed to him again.
17章。
As in chapter 17,
神第一句话就说啊。我是全能的神。
Now when God once again revealed to him, God said, "I am God Almighty."
你要在我面前做完全人。
Walk before me and be blameless.
表示亚伯拉罕呢还不完全，对神没有信心，所以神不高兴。
It shows that Abraham was not perfect. He did not have the faith, and God was angry.
虽然神应许给他孩子啊，等那么久。
Though God promised him a son, but he waited for so many years.
但是他对神失掉了信心，所以神说：“我是全能的神。”
Thus he lost his faith. Therefore, in here, the first thing God said to him is, "I am God."
所以你对神你要完全的信心。
Therefore, we must have complete faith to a God.
那我就要跟你立约。
And then here says, if you have faith, I will make a covenant with you.
那个亚伯拉罕就伏在地上。
And because of this, Abraham fell face down.
那个神就跟他立约了。
And God made a covenant with him.
立约又是重新再讲。
And in this covenant, once again, they repeat the content.
啊, 要给他祖孙很多,
they shall have many descendants.
啊, 要把这个国给他,
he shall have a kingdom.
啊, 啊, 神要祝福给他,
and God will bless him.
所以一直重复这三个应许。
So God repeat these three promises over and over.
啊, 刚刚我们讲说啊, 两方面在订契约的时候, 神先签名了。
So as we mentioned earlier, the contract required two signatures.
好。 因为那个火焰啊，从那个祭物中间过去。
So when the fire came between the offerings, God signed his name.
那神你要亚伯拉罕签名。
Now it's time for Abraham to sign.
叫他怎么签呢？ 就是叫他受割礼。
So the way that Abraham signed the contract is to perform circumcision.
所有亚伯拉罕的祖孙啊，男丁都要受割礼。
That all the descendants, all the male descendants of Abraham must perform circumcision.
这17章的13节。
That's in chapter 17, verse 13.
说这是跟神所立的约。
And this is a covenant with God.
啊，如果不受割礼，就要剪除，就要把它杀掉。
And anyone that's not circumcised will be cut off.
因为他违背了神的约。
Because the person will violate the covenant with God.
他说后来亚伯拉罕的祖孙就受割礼了。
Since then, all the descendants of Abraham must perform circumcision.
So,
this is the signature of Abraham. And with both signatures, the contracts are
stand.
And after that, God's promise fulfilled step by step.
And
after that, in chapter 21, Isaac was born.
亚伯拉罕100岁了。
That's when Abraham turned 100 years old.
所以第一个应许啊，就开始要实现了，生一个孩子了。
And that's the beginning of fulfillment of the first promise that he got a son.
因为这个亚以撒啊，然后要让他的祖孙很多，好像天上星，好像地上沙。
From Isaac, he shall have descendants as numerous as the dust on the earth and the stars in the sky.
当然，那个以实玛利就要被赶出去了。
And consequently, Ishmael got cast out.
因为他是人类血气生的,
because he was born out of human flesh.
新约圣经里面就用以撒跟以实玛利亚讲两种教会。
That in the New Testament, it used Ishmael and Isaac as a comparison between two different types of church.
一个是住主的妇人所生的, 像以撒,
that the first type of church was born out of free will.
是应许的儿女,
it was a promised descendant.
啊,能够承受产业,
it's capable to inherit the estate.
啊,那个婢女所生的以实玛利,
but Ishmael who were born out of May,
那是人类血气的,
who were born out of a female servant,
不是按照应许的,
were born out of flesh, not according to the promise.
最后的这一口就被赶出去。
Now at the end, he was asked to leave.
所以说两个妇人就有两种教会了。
So two types of women is prefigurate two types of church.
按照神应许的, 将来成就天国产业。
The one that's according to God's promise can inherit the heavenly kingdom.
还用人力血气, 不按照圣经来的,
But those who follow human desire and will without following the Bible at the end will be cast out.
22章啊,谈到亚伯拉罕献以撒。
Chapter 22 is Abraham offered Isaac.
所以神就启示啊,要启示。
That in here, God made a vow.
22章的16节。
God took an oath on chapter 22, verse 16.
17.
That I will surely bless you and make your descendants as new.
论祖孙,
and I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars.
天上的星,
and as the sand on the seashore.
你的, 祖孙啊,
your descendants will take possession of the cities of the enemy.
地上的万国都必因你的后裔得福。
Verse 18, and through your offsprings, all nations on earth, because you have obeyed me.
这个三个应许啊,从旧约一直啊,串联到现在。
That these three promises has transcended from the Old Testament all the way to the New Testament.
哦,啊,这个祖孙啊,从 以撒、雅各一直下来啊，到主耶稣。
That the promise of descendants comes from Isaac, Jacob, all the way to Jesus Christ.
啊，因为借着主耶稣啊，让所有天下的万民得福气。
And because of Jesus Christ, all nations were blessed.
这是加拉太书第三章十六节。
It was recorded in Galatians chapter 3, verse 16.
啊，然后加拉太书的三章二十七节说，我们现在受洗啊，也都成为亚伯拉罕的祖孙。
In Galatians chapter 3, verse 27, it says that now we receive baptism, we all come under as the descendants of Abraham.
啊，旧约时代他们是要得迦南地。
In the Old Testament, they want to possess the land of Canaan.
那我们现在所要得的是天上天国的产业。
Now we are aiming for the inheritance of the heavenly kingdom.
好、哦，所以整个旧约圣经跟新约、啊、整个就串联起来了。
And this is how we link the Old Testament to the New Testament.
好、哦。这是亚伯拉罕。
This is about Abraham.
啊，我们看二十六章
，Chapter 26，
创世纪二十六章
，Genesis Chapter 26。
二十六章啊，神向以撒显现。
Chapter 26 is how God revealed to Isaac.
好，从第二节以下
，Verse 2 and onward。
也是重申这三个应许。
And once again, he repeats these three promises.
说你不要下埃及，要住在我主是你的地。
And God said to him, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land where I tell you."
我要赐福给你。
And I will bless you.
啊，要把这个地啊赐给你跟你的祖孙。
I will give this land to you and your descendants.
然后要给你的祖孙啊，像天上的星那样多。
And your descendants as numerous as the star in the sky.
啊、地上万国要因你的后裔得福。
And all nations shall be blessed because of you.
因为亚伯拉罕听从我的话。
Because Abraham obeyed me.
所以你看这个旧约圣经啊，创世纪就是这三个应许啊，这个约啊，一直延续。
So as we see that in the Testament, especially Genesis, is all about these three promises.
这是对以撒。
And this time is for Isaac.
啊，然后我们再看对以撒的儿子雅各。
Now we look at Jacob.
啊，就是在二十八章
，which is in chapter 28，
雅各啊，二十八章
，chapter 28，
神又跟他讲说，我就是你父亲跟你祖父的神呐、啊，这是十三节。
In verse 13, God said to Jacob that I'm the God of your father Abraham.
说神站在那个天梯的上面
，that God stood on the top of the ladder to heaven.
说我是你的祖先亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神。
He says, "I'm the Lord God of your father Abraham and God of Isaac."
我要将你现在所躺的地啊，赐给你跟你的祖孙。
Now this land will be given to you and your descendants.
十四节说啊
，14,
你的祖孙要像地上的尘沙那样多。
That your descendants will be like the dust on the earth.
然后地上的万族都要因你的后裔得福。
And all earth will.And all the people on the earth will be blessed because of through you and your descendants.
你无论到哪里去，我都要跟你同在，赐福给你。
And wherever you go, I will be with you and I will bless you.
我不会丢弃你。
I will not leave you.
还会把你带回来这个地。
And I will bring you back.
要成就我的应许。
To fulfill my promise.
好，所以他在舅舅家住了二十年。
So after that, he stayed in his uncle's house for 30 years.
得到了好多孩子。
He had many children.
有羊牲畜三大群。
He has a lot of livestock.
还有回到了迦南地。
At the end, he returned to the land of Canaan.
后来耶稣就被卖掉了。
And after that, as we know, Joseph was sold.
好，耶稣被卖掉了，卖到埃及。
Joseph was sold to Egypt.
到晚年的时候啊。雅各晚年的时候
，When Jacob was in his old age，
啊，他知道说，哇，耶稣还在。
Then he learned that Joseph was still alive。
所以他说，我趁着还没有死以前，我要跟他见一面。
And he said, "Before I die, I want to see my son again."
好啊，所以他就带着全家要去埃及了。
So along with his entire household.He moved down to Egypt.
他说就到别是巴，在那边先献祭给神。
So in chapter 46, he went to Beersheba and make an offering to God.
创世纪四十六章。
That's in Genesis chapter 46.
创世纪四十六章，看第二节。
Verse 2.
说夜间神在异象中对以色列说：“雅各，雅各。”他说：“我在这里。”
Verse 2, God spoke to Israel in a vision at night and said, Jacob, Jacob, here I am, he replied. Verse 3,
神说啊，我是神，就是你父亲的神。
And God said to him, I am God, the God of your father.
你下埃及去，不要怕。
Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt.
因为我必使你在那里成为大主。
For I will make you into a great nation.
我要跟你一起下埃及。
I will go down to Egypt with you.
也要把你带上来。
And surely I will bring you back.
啊，耶稣会为你送终。
And Joseph's own hand will close your eyes.
哦，后来雅各啊，按照这个神的计划，就要下埃及了，全家都要下去了。
Therefore, according to God's plan, Jacob, went down to Egypt with his household.
因为神已经跟亚伯拉罕讲嘛。
Because God said to Abraham,
他们要在外地寄居400年。
They will stay as a foreigner for 400 years.
他们要在那里成为大主。
That they shall become a great nation in a foreign land.
所以雅各要去见约瑟。
So Jacob went down to see Joseph.
好、哦。神说：“你不要怕，我跟你一起去。”
God said to him, "Do not be afraid."
好，我还要把你带上来。
I will go with you, and I will bring you back.
当然，雅各是属在埃及地啊。
And of course, Jacob died in the land of Egypt.
他要死的时候啊，特别把约瑟找来。
Before he died, he called Joseph,
叫他发誓
and asked him to take an oath.
你不可以把我葬在埃及啊
！You shall never bury me in Egypt.
你要把我带回去葬在。迦南地
you have to bring me back to the land of Canaan and bury me.
儿子在那里做宰相啊
，and his son was the prime minister of Egypt.
住在最好的歌山地啊
they live in the best land, the land of Goshen.
但是说我不要住葬在埃及。
But Jacob insists that I shall never be buried in Egypt.
因为神应许给他的地不是埃及啊，是迦南地。
Because Egypt is not the promised land.
所以呀，耶稣说好，我会把你带回去，你放心。
That Joseph promised that he will.Bring his body back.
所以他死掉以后啊，约瑟就把他父亲的遗体啊搬回到迦南地。
So after he died, Joseph took the father's dead body back to the land of Canaan.
最后啊，约瑟啊晚年的时候也是一样。
At the end, when Joseph was old.He did the same.
啊，他在那边做宰相，啊，活到110岁。
He was the prime minister, and he lived up to the age of 110.
后来就死掉了。
Then he died.
我看最后一章，创世纪最后一章。
Let's read Genesis chapter 50.
50:25.
Chapter 50:25.
50:24看。
Let's read from Genesis chapter 50:24.
24节。耶稣对他弟兄说啊，我要死了，但神必看顾你们，领你们从这个地上去，到那应许所，他岂是所应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的地？25节。
Verse 25。
耶稣叫以色列的祖孙起誓说，神必定看顾你们，也要把你们要把我的骸骨从这里搬上去。因为耶稣虽然在埃及啊享受荣华
，that Joseph indeed lived in a glorious life in Egypt，
但是他说啊，神会啊让看顾你们，将来啊会把你们带回去这个应许之地。
But in here, Joseph said to them that God will surely bless you, but at the end.And at the end, he will bring you back to the land of Canaan.
所以他叫他们的祖孙起誓。
So he asked the descendants to take an oath.
说你们走了，你们不要把我的骸骨丢在这个埃及啊。
Now when you leave here, remember to take me along with you.
哦，我总没有办法回去，我的骸骨也要回去。
Though I cannot return, while I was alive, but you need to take my body back.
他说耶稣死掉以后，他们就用方法啊，埃及人的方法啊，把他熏死。就变成木乃伊了。
That after he died, they used the Egyptian way to make his body into a mummy.
啊，然后把他放在那个棺木里面。
And he was placed in the coffin.
啊，以色列人要出埃及的时候啊，摩西就记得就把那个约瑟的骸骨跟着他们一
So in Exodus, when they were about to leave the land of Egypt, Moses remembered to take the coffin along with them.
把那一块地通通占领下来以后,
so after they entered the Canaan and they occupied the land,
最后耶稣的骸骨葬在哪里?
Where did they bury the corpse of Joseph?
葬在世间.
It was buried in the land of Shechem.
所以读圣经真的很有趣.
It's very interesting to read the Bible.
好，那我们开始讲出埃及记了。
Now we shall start the book of Exodus.
出埃及记的时间，写出埃及记大概是西元前1400年嘛。
The book of Exodus was written around 1400 BC.
以色列人呢？ 他们在那边聚居的时间是400年。
Israelites stayed on the land in the land of Egypt for about 400 years.
在圣经里面讲是他们满430年的那一天呢出埃及。
And the Bible described that at the date of 430 years they came out of Egypt.
那个出埃及记的第一章呢？
In Exodus chapter 1,
谈到以色列人进到迦南地啊, 总共70个人,
that when they entered the land of Egypt, they were number of 70.
这个70个人呢, 就是在创世纪46章啊, 比较详细。
And the list of the name were recorded in Genesis chapter 46.
12个支派啊, 他们的祖孙,
the 12 tribes and their descendants.
但是他们太太都没有算。
And their wife were not counted.
好，最后算了算是66个人。
So at the end, they counted to in chapter 46, verse 26, that they counted to number that to be 66 persons.
然后再加上约瑟还有两个儿子。
And in addition to Joseph and the two sons that he got.
还有雅各，总共就70个人了。
And also Jacob himself, so it total up to 70.
那70个人下去,
70 people went down.
经过了400年,
after 400 years.
你看, 变成多少人?
And how many, what's the number it turned out to be?
哦, 光男丁有60, 兵丁啊, 20岁到50岁啊, 可以打仗的有60万。
That just the male age from 20 to 50 were counted to be 600,000.
然后再加上妇女孩子,
in addition to women and children, it come up to be around 2 million people.
这个人口的增加真的很吓人,
70个人变成200万人。 Start from 70 people and end up in 2 million. This is a multiplied of their population.
因为这是神的应许啊,
for this,
就会成就啊,
for this is the promise of the Lord, so you will surely fulfill.
亚伯拉罕, 神说要给他的祖孙像天上的星, 海边的沙。
That God promised Abraham that his descendants should be like the stars in the sky.
所以以色列人很会生啊。
So Israelites is very good at giving birth.
他们现在也不介意的。
And even to this point, they do not have any birth control.
所以有时候我们在那个机场啊，碰到那个以色列的妇女啊。 一个妈妈带个5-6个孩子。
So sometimes in the airport, we often see that one Jewish mom can always bring like 5-6 kids.
还有的神说要生养众多啊，遍满地面啊，这是神的祝福啊。
Because God asked them to be multiplied and fill the earth, so they considered children as the blessing of God.
不过现在人口已经遍满了。
But of course, as we know, with the number of our population, it has filled the earth already.
在第八节，一章第八节。
Chapter 1, verse 8.
所有不认识耶稣的心王起来。
In verse 8, then a new king who did not know about Joseph.
因为他不晓得耶稣以前怎样来 照顾埃及人。
Now he did not know how Joseph took care of the Egyptians.
那这个按照一些历史的资料，不是换王，而是换朝代。
According to some historical research, in here, it's not only changing of a king, but a transition of a to a different dynasty.
因为他们下埃及的埃及耶稣下埃及的时候，大概西元1800多年前了、
啊。When Joseph went down to Egypt,
西元前1800多年。
It was about 1800 BC.
啊，那个时候，因为埃及人是被别的民族啊啊来统治。
And at that time, the land of Egypt was actually occupied and ruled.Over by a foreign nation.
当时有一个朝代哈 ，Hyksos
啊 ，Hyksos，
他们战胜了埃及人。
And at that time, a dynasty, a kingdom or a dynasty called Hyksos, Hyksos,
Hyksos,
Hyksos，
这是一个朝代的。
哦，西加索斯 ，Hyksos。
好、
this kingdom or this people, Hyksos, they overcame the Egyptians.
啊，耶稣在世的时候，那个法老王啊，叫做 Epi 哈
，Epi
哈 ，A P I P E P I,
and in time of Joseph, the Pharaoh's name was Apepi, A P E P I.
啊，后来。因为埃及人起来反抗这个外族的统治
，and later on the Egyptians they came up and rebelled against the ruling of the foreigner.
所以本来的那个京城啊被烧毁
，so the capital was burned.
啊，发生了很大的一个屠杀
，and they have a great massacre.
然后来埃及人原来的埃及人呢得到王位。
And native Egyptians were able to build up their own kingdom.
啊，不过后来又发生了一次革命。
But after that, there was another revelation.
啊，另外一个贵族啊，啊，取代了原来的王。
That a noble rebelled and overthrew the previous.
啊，这个就是南塞王朝。
And that's the king. That's the dynasty called Ramses.
R A M E S E S
Ramses.
现在讲到他们建到了那个城啊，以色列人替他们建城啊，有叫做南塞嘛，就是南塞王朝。
That the Bible recall how they forced the Israelites to build a store city called Ramses.
那个
because the dynasty is called
法老王南塞第一的时候，埃及人呐、啊、开始沦为奴隶。
And start from the Pharaoh Ramses the first.Israelites were treated as a slave.
后来有一个王叫做塞提一世啊
，Seti, S E T I, and after that is the Seti first.
塞提一世啊
，Seti the first.
后来，再接下来就是南塞二世
，and after him is Ramses the second.
南塞二世就开始迫害以色列人。
Start from the time of Ramses the second, they start to persecute severely. To the Israel.
啊，就是要把那个啊，埃及的以色列的小孩子要把他们弄死掉的，就是这个南塞二世。
That in the Bible describe how they want to kill all the male infants that was issued by Ramses the second.
啊，本来也要杀摩西嘛，哈，摩西逃到旷野，就是这个人。
And this is the Pharaoh that tried to kill Moses, and consequently Moses fled to.
第二章23节讲到埃及法老王死了，所以后来摩西回来了。
In chapter 1 verse 23 says that the Pharaoh died and Moses came back.
那个时候新的王啊叫做麦伦他。
And the new king, after Ramses II died, the new king, the new pharaoh, is called Meraphath.
M-E-R-E-N-P-T-A-H.
Meraphath.
Ha.
M-E-R-E-N-P-T-A-H.
好。这个是从历史资料啊找来的
，and those is from the study of the historical records。
啊，所以后来一直跟摩西啊在争执啊，不让以色列人走的， 就是这个王。
And this is the Pharaoh that got into a fierce argument, that refused to let the Israelites go.
很可能这个王也是死在那个红海里面。
And probably this Pharaoh also drowned in the Red Sea.
好，这个大概历史是这样。
And this is the history.
那个出埃及记的第一章的第二段呢？
In Exodus chapter 1, the second half.
所有不认识耶稣的先王起来。
That a new king who did not know about Joseph.
他们来治理埃及。
Then they rule over Egypt.
啊，这个从历史的背景就是这样，换了朝代。
And that's what happened in history, that they changed dynasty.
所以耶稣那个时候是外族人统治，所以对以色列人也比较优厚。
And because in time of Joseph, Egypt was ruled by foreigner anyway, so they were nicer to the Israelites.
后来埃及本地人起来做王以后他们就对外族对以色列人就不好了。
But when the native came to power, they hate the foreigners.
所以他们怕以色列人越来越多。
So they were afraid that Israelites.They will continue to multiply in number.
将来可能再联络外族人来跟他们打仗。
That later on they might allied with the other foreigners and fight against the Egyptians.
所以要给他们做苦工，他们目的是怕以色列人离开。
So they put a lot of forced labor over the Israelites, afraid that at the end they might choose to leave.
那神的主意却是法老王来。迫害以色列人，让以色列人更想离开。
But it is God's will for the Pharaoh to persecute the Israelites, so that at the end they will be eager to leave.
所以埃及人他就给以色列人做很多的工程
So the Egyptians asked the Israelites to do a lot of construction.
所以因为他们太苦了。
And here says because their life is bitter.
还要把他们整个民族想要把他们灭掉。
And here and the Egyptians try to eliminate or annihilate the entire race.
叫那个帮忙接生的妇女以色列人如果生男孩子就把他弄死。
So they told the Israel midwives, if it's a male infant, then kill the baby.
如果女孩子才让她活下来
，only spare the life for the female infant。
这样如果继续下去的很不久整个以色列民族就不是王种，就是跟埃及人妥协就同化掉了。
If this practice got carried out, not long after that, either the Israelites get annihilated or the nation will be mixed with the Egyptians.
这是法老王的计谋。
And that's the plot of Pharaoh.
准备来消灭以色列人。
And trying to destroy the entire race of Israel in this way.
但是因为他们在苦难当中他们才会想到要离开埃及。
But because in their suffering, they thought about leaving Egypt.
不然呢？在歌山地那么好的地方，谁想要离开
？Otherwise, they live in the beautiful land, the land of Goshen. Nobody want to leave.
稍微撒一点种子那就自己长了。
That you can just simply sow the seeds and everything will grow out of itself.
他们那牛羊很多牲畜。
They have many livestock.
因为那个地方是耶稣做宰相的时候特别跟法老王。要求的给把最好的地方给以色列人。
Because the land of Goshen was the best land in Egypt that was Joseph request from Pharaoh.
我们知道说埃及那个尼罗河三角洲那个最肥沃的地方
As we know that the peninsula of River Nile was the most fertile land.
如果在那种地方生活那么好，那么富足谁想要离开
？In such beautiful land, wonderful life, nobody would want to leave.
所以圣经里面讲神好像那个鹰一样把那个草把它弄乱。
And the Bible describes that God is like the eagle that stirs up the nest.
因为那个鹰小鹰如果一直躲在那个很温暖的草不出来飞它永远不会飞
Because if the baby eagles always stay in the comfortable nest, they will never want to come out and learn how to fly.
把那个草弄乱了，
So the eagle, the mother eagle will stir up the nest, and so that the baby will...
啊, 掉出来, 又有两个翅膀就开始散了,
and they will throw the baby out of the nest, and then the baby will be forced to fly.
好, 啊, 然后快要掉下去, 啊, 啊, 大鹰才把它撑上来, 把它带上来,
and
啊, 然后, of course, 回到高高的地方再把它换上换下去.
And of course, before the eagle drop to the ground, the baby drop to the ground, the mother will fly underneath and carry with her wing to the higher place, and then she will drop the baby again.
多练习几次啊, 她就会飞了.
And a few more practice, then the baby eagle learn how to fly.
所以神就说啊, 他对以色列人就是这样,
and the Bible says this is how God treats Israelites.
说好像鹰一样, 把他们憋出来,
as the eagle carry the young.
好, 一起默祷。
Pray silence.
Amen.